In regards to the first question, is artificial intelligence so esoteric that you can safely not worry about it? I think you do need to worry about it. I think all teachers and educators need to worry about artificial intelligence for a number of reasons. First of all, let's be clear, I'm focused here on teaching and learning as distinct from some of the other applications of artificial intelligence. I think it can be extremely useful for institutional reasons, for identifying students with identifying possible markets for students, for identifying learning needs and so on, maybe helping with curriculum design and curriculum reform, and certainly in terms of providing forms of student support, identifying students at risk, for instance, and helping them, maybe not necessarily academically, but flagging their need for support to counsellors and so on. So I think there's lots of areas where AI could be useful in education outside of the teaching and learning area. It's more problematic for me when it comes to specifically teaching and learning. And I think it's essential to be aware of the strengths and weaknesses of artificial intelligence for teaching and learning. And particularly, I think we need to challenge computer scientists on their assumptions about teaching and learning that they tend to build in to designs for artificial intelligence. Now, lastly, I think that one of the issues for me is that I don't think people behind artificial intelligence really care very much about teachers in this. In fact, I think they consider teachers to be more like Uber considers taxi drivers. It's a system they need to get around in order to provide a different kind of service. And I think that's where the threat of artificial intelligence is for the teaching profession. But I also think it's a threat for if it can't deliver the kinds of teaching and learning that students are going to need in the 21st century, then I think trying to get around teachers is not the solution to the problem if you don't have a better solution for dealing with those problems. So I think that educators do need to understand artificial intelligence. He needs to understand what it can do and what it shouldn't do, and educators need to be a powerful voice in making sure that artificial intelligence isn't used in ways that are not going to serve the interests of students and individuals, although they might serve the interests of large corporations. On the second question, do you agree with the three minimum requirements for modern artificial intelligence? Of large data sets, powerful computing capacity, and powerful algorithms. Well, I think you need to be a specialist in artificial intelligence design to be able to answer that question. I can think of areas where you could probably manage within even a small class, going on to the second question, but you still need a fair bit of data, I think, and I think you might have some powerful algorithms, but without their ability to draw on data so that they can come to more probabilistic outcomes, then I think there's going to be problems. But within a class of even 30, you can generate large data sets, but by looking at things such as the number of clicks on a web page, for instance, or how long students spend on a web page. But the problem is these are surrogates for learning. It doesn't assume that students who spend a lot of time reading are actually learning. There may be a correlation between that, but it's not going to help the individual student who may be a quick reader, for instance. So data must apply to meaningful learning activities, and then it becomes, I think, quite difficult to generate large data sets from a class of 30. You really need large numbers of students to get enough for the probability of the decision-making by the algorithm to be accurate and meaningful. Now, if we come to what other skills besides comprehension could artificial intelligence facilitate, well, I think it could provide help with developing problem-solving skills and analytical skills by modelling. In other words, it could, and this is where it becomes tricky, it not only has to solve the problem, but it has to show to the student how the problem was solved. And then you get into the rather philosophical question, if the computer can solve the problem, why do we need to teach humans to solve the problem? But I think it could actually provide help with problem solving and helping students in analyzing data sets, for instance, so that they can see how computers can work in that area, and also provide meaningful analysis in the subject domain. So I think that artificial intelligence does have some value in teaching and learning. I don't think it has shown a great deal of value to date. There are other applications like chatbots, which are simpler forms of artificial intelligence, which might be more useful. But in the end, artificial intelligence is really meant to be a disruptive activity, and its real purpose in the end would be to get rid of teachers and do it more cost effectively without them. But I'm not sure it can do that, and I think we would lose a lot if it does.